Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, my brothers and my sisters, and welcome once again to the PRF Table. This is your host, Dr. Nate Dunlap, and we are excited about tonight's show. We are ending our monthly series, Insurance or God's Assurance, and we have a wonderful guest that's going to be with us who we'll introduce in a moment. And so with that, we're going to go to Mama and let Mary Ann Williams, or as we call her around the table, Mama, greet you in her own special way. Mama, good evening to you.
Good evening, my precious son, and good evening and good evening to my PRF family. Once again, we are so thankful and we appreciate you just taking out your time, you know, to be with us this evening. And with that being said, I'm going to turn it back over to Dr. Nathaniel Dunlap.
Amen. Thank you, Mama. Thank you, Mama. So listen,
You're
for those
welcome.
Of you who may be listening to us for the first time, we have a very simple rule here at the PRF Table. We want you just to come and share what's on your mind, share what's on your heart, be a part of the conversation so that it can turn the dialogue. So tonight we're talking once again from our theme, Insurance or God's Assurance. And we've had several guests that's been with us all throughout the month, so we are definitely appreciative of them. And I hate to say this, but I like to say it, but we may have saved the best for last. Sometimes we have to bring something that's going to be so shocking to the people that they will remember this for the weeks and the months to come. And so we have somebody who I just call her Z, but Ms. Shepherd, she's a World Financial Group out of Columbus, Georgia, and we want to welcome her to the show right now. So, Ms. Z, good evening to you.
Good evening, Dr. Dunlap, and thank you so much for having me.
We are so thankful that you have accepted this invitation. So, listen, we're going to go straight into it. We have you on the show today because we have decided when we first started talking about insurance or God's assurance that we need to have people that specialize or are so passionate about certain areas of insurance. We've covered this topic before, and we know that you have something very interesting that a lot of people may not want to talk about or even know. And so we want you to educate our listeners tonight on what is very, very important and special to you. And so just go ahead and tell our listeners a little bit about you and about a little bit about your experience, and then we'll go from there, okay?
Well, as we stated, I'm Denita Shepherd. I have been with the World Financial Group now for approximately 3.5, close to going on 4 years. And I just discovered that growing up, I mean, I'm 30 years old now. I started working with World Financial Group when I was roughly 25. And I noticed that I started working when I was 16. But I didn't save a lot of money. I made a lot of money that I had. But I didn't actually put a lot of money away. I never thought about life insurance because I'm single. I didn't have any kids or I don't have any kids. So I never really thought about life insurance really being for me until I started working here and I started realizing that it's something that everyone needs. And it's something that everyone can take advantage of, even being older. So I just enjoy teaching and learning more personally about just different things as far as the financial realm goes. But, yeah, that's kind of how I got started with World Financial Group.
You.
I just started working and started learning.
Well, for us here at the PRF Institute, especially on here on the PRF Table, one of the things that we put out so much is that we have to really be prepared. We want folks to be prepared. We want folks not to have to depend on GoFundMe accounts and all of those type of things. And one area that I know is particularly important to you is understanding living benefits. And so I really would love for you just to educate us a little bit on what is living benefits and how beneficial can that be for us, those
okay.
of us who are having to deal with it or have had to deal with it and did not know that this was something that was out there, because what you can't act on something that you don't know.
Exactly. Well, living benefits kind of, it came about a couple of years ago, and it's basically boils down to if you want to check from, if you get sick, do you want to check from the company or no check from the company? And life insurance can help with that. When I mean, what I mean by sick is any type of chronic or critical illness, because we all know people, especially nowadays with modern technology, people have had strokes, heart attacks, they've been diagnosed with cancer, different things like that. But they're also, they didn't pass away. They were able to actually live on, but a lot of times people have to stop working, or they stop working permanently or for a period of time. And then life insurance has kind of changed because now, well, not kind of, but life insurance has changed. When you think about life insurance, old life insurance only pays your beneficiary when you're no longer here. However,
right.
you can actually receive funds while you're still living, especially if you're not working or had those type of, you had those type of issues where if you're not able to take care of some of the daily activities, like toileting, bathing, those type of things, you can actually receive funds from your life insurance policy now. And so living benefits is huge when it comes to your life and life insurance.
And what type of policies would that be that offer these living benefits? Because, you know, like I know, people don't know what whole life is. People don't know what term life is. They just don't know. And so you throw in their living benefits, I'm guaranteeing that there's somebody listening. And I don't say this out of disrespect, but they may be thinking that this is an insurance type. So is it an insurance type, or is it something that is connected to whole life or term life?
Well, it's connected to both, actually. It started with term with Lynn about a year or two ago. Then recently we have another product that's a universal life policy that you can actually add the living benefits to with no charge. So it's a feature on your policy, you know, kind of like you have the add-ons for your phone.
Right.
When you purchase your phones, you can add on the living benefit feature to both term and whole life. But, you know, term life insurance, a lot of times it's the low cost and it's affordable for everyone, especially for a young female with no children, no husband. That was one of the biggest things that I was concerned about was, okay, the cost of it.
Me being a young female,
term was probably ideal for me. And with that added benefit, now you're able to access, you know, those funds with the living benefit. So it's not just for, you know, my beneficiaries when I pass away. I can now access
right.
it as a young adult if I ever had that. Because as I was working or as I was learning more about life insurance and living benefits and long-term care, those type of things, I've realized that they say over half of all Americans suffer from at least one chronic illness during their lifetime. And I thought about people in my family, and that was huge. When I think about, like, people in my family have had cancer, parents, great-great-grandparents have passed away for those type of things, and I wanted something to ensure that if I ever needed it, I would have it.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the challenges in getting people to understand that this is something that you probably want to get? I mean, is there something out there that you can put out there to people? Because, and the reason I ask that is because a lot of people have heard about insurance. A lot of people know that insurance mm-hmm. is something that is needed. And I'm not going to say it as far as a scare tactic, but is there some shock factors, statements that you can put out there that can help compel people to really paying attention to what you're talking about in regards to living benefits so that they can call you and say, Ms. Shepherd, I need to have an appointment with you so I can sit down and talk to you about this so I can possibly get some get this added to my whole or my term life policy or find out what I need to do so that if something like that should happen in the future, then I'm prepared.
Well, yes, there are several. When you think about long-term care, we actually were going over this a couple of days ago and kind of looking at the cost of long-term care and how it has changed. Because if you think about home health, where you have a homemaker that's coming into your house, or home health aid, where, like, if you mm-hmm. need someone to come in and take care of you while you're sick or no longer not feeling well, that cost can be costly, up to about $3,000 a month.
Mm.
But if you
wow.
have that policy, that can help with payment, especially in the state of Georgia, because it changes. There, Georgia has like a partnership policy where if you have the long-term care, you don't have to necessarily have Medicaid and sell all of your assets, you know. You can actually just use your long-term care or your living benefits, in this case, your living benefits to help pay for those things. Because we were just looking up, like, assisted living is over $2,800 a month.
Wow. You know what's amazing?
Yeah.
Assisted living is about $2,800 a month. But the median income in Columbus, Georgia is not even $2,800 a month.
A month.
So
exactly.
If the people listening think about that, long-term care, $2,800 a month, but you don't even make $2,800 a month. The question then becomes is how are you going to take care of it? And the reality is a lot of our parents who are older who have gone into a situation where life has taken them into a place where they need that long-term care. I think it's just bad to have to sell off your assets.
Yes.
Because for me, what that does, and Mama, you can attest to this, what
yes.
that says is now your legacy and your inheritance is now diminished. It starts to dwindle mm-hmm. away, or you're giving it away, because what do you have now? You know, I'm 80 years old. Granddad Dunlap has to go in the nursing home. I got all this property, but I got to sell off my assets. What am I leaving to my children? And so that would be
exactly.
one of my shock factors to people who are listening. Your inheritance is important. And this seems like this is a way to kind of make sure that you can keep some of your inheritance intact without having to just let it go away. That's the thing that just burns me up so much, and my heart cries for a lot of people because they get into
yeah.
situations and they have to start chopping away at retirement. I mean, I think people also go into their retirement accounts
yeah.
to be able to
yes,
just
most,
to survive.
Most people do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do,
because
huh?
Because you have to, with Medicaid, mm-hmm. I know definitely, you have to
yes.
sell just about
mm-hmm.
all of your assets, and you have
yeah.
to turn it all in. And the crazy thing is most of the time you have to do it, I think it's like 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be at
mm-hmm.
least 60 days before
mm-hmm.
you can actually fill it out. And sometimes it's even years. But no one
oh, wow.
really knows that they're going to get sick. You know, you don't plan
mm-hmm.
to sell all of your assets or you have to sign it over to someone that's in your family long before you actually have to apply for Medicaid or Medicare, those type of things, in order to pay for what you need. So the long-term care provides for in-home as well as facilities. Like the assisted living is $2,800. The nursing homes are even higher when you think about it, because a private room is like $6,000 a month.
Oh, my goodness.
In a nursing home. But as you stated, you know, the median income in Columbus definitely can't pay for a nursing home.
So that means for those of us who are younger, who parents, and we know that it's not just people who are older that go in nursing homes. You have younger people that go into nursing homes / assisted living type of facilities, because strokes and other type of medical situations that have come about. So the other part that I think about is young people need to be thinking about their parents as well. And I say this, I say it with all sincerity. A lot of times older persons are in nursing homes because children and family members don't want to take care of them, don't have the patience, may not have the funds. And so I'll put a plug in the part about not having the funds. So if you know that you're living right now, and if mama, daddy, grandmama, grandpapa, or whoever has to go into a nursing home, you know you're not going to be able to fund it. You know grandma and grandpa, mama and daddy does not have any assets because they've been working all their life trying to help get things straight for you. They took money out of their 401k to send you to college. You didn't go graduate, or you did graduate, and now they don't have certain things. That's something that the older generation has done. They've sacrificed so much of their now, or excuse me, so much of their later for the now. So now, in their now years, which is later on, they don't have too much. And so it would just seem a very good thing for younger persons to look at, in my opinion, especially when you know that your parents or your grandparents or whoever does not have the means to be able to just stay in one of these places forever or have the money for this type of long-term care. I saw you posted earlier. You said, do you know anyone who has had a stroke, heart attack, or cancer? So let's shift the conversation to just those three things alone. I'm gonna bring mom into the conversation. One of mama's very, really close friends, Dolores, had a stroke, and we pray that God just continues to do a mighty work in that situation. But she had a stroke, and she's still suffering from that right now. So she's not out of the woods, if we want to say it like that. But when my mama told me about that, one of the first things I asked, you know, again, I'm in that mode where I'm asking about, you know, what do you have in place to deal with these things that come up? And so, you know, I'm thinking now, does she have her earthly affairs in order? You know, does she have a will? Not hoping that she dies, not expecting that she'll die, but does she have those things and have a will in order? You know, she had a stroke. Did she have an advanced directive, living will, advanced directive? You know, we're talking about these things. We've been talking about it for months, and we continue to see that people continue to have situations. And so we don't know how long she'll be out of work because of the stroke. A person never knows what type of damage having a heart attack is going to put on an individual. I was just with an individual the other day who's been dealing with cancer, and it came back about two times, and in and out of the hospital, and had to go through a whole bunch of financial things, dealing with specifically making sure he kept the house. And I'm talking about two bankruptcies because the medical bills were so high. And an hourly worker doesn't get paid if they don't show up and do that hour. And so their sick time only lasts but so long. So, of course, we understand people can go out on FMLA. And so that's what I want to kind of throw out there, or Mom, if you have anything. A lot of times people think, oh, I have sick leave, so I'm going to be good.
Yes.
But that doesn't cover it. That doesn't cover everything that's needed, and nor does sick leave cover medical bills.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, I would just like to add my girlfriend, when I had talked to her much earlier about, you know, make sure you have your will, et cetera, et cetera. And she said, oh, yes, you know. But I really feel that she really doesn't, and now she can't speak.
Mm.
See, she can't talk. You know, the stroke has affected her speech, and so now she's in a situation where, you know, decisions have to be made for her. You know,
wow.
and I know that she wanted some things. But now she's not in a position to say anything.
Mm-hmm. Well,
how does that leave the family?
I don't know.
Go ahead.
Yes, I said I don't know. I speak to her husband. I talk to him constantly, you know. And I can just tell he is just so, you know, he's just so stressed, you know, and he's just retired himself, you know.
Mm.
And now she's on disability, you know. And I know she wanted to get some insurance, and this was some years ago, you know, more health insurance, but they weren't able to do it. And this has to be at least about 10 years ago.
Wow.
Go ahead, Z.
I know that for a fact that she didn't get that. They don't have that insurance, see.
Wow. Yeah, we actually have a case in our office where there was a gentleman that had a term life term was with a benefit life insurance policy, and he was actually about to retire. So when, you know, anytime that you leave your job, excuse me, your life insurance premium actually goes up most of the time. And so in this case, he knew that he was about to leave his job, so he decided to get a life insurance policy through our company with the living benefits. And this was maybe in May when he got it, and he decided, and he went ahead and retired in June. And him and his family actually moved away. They were living, you know, they had just bought a new house, their retirement home, when you think about it. And they were just going to live their life and live off his retirement. Then in December, he got diagnosed with prostate cancer, unfortunately. And you know, by this time, he's thinking about everything because he just retired. He's not getting the same income he was getting. His wife is now working, but she had to take off because, of course, he has to go through treatment, and he needs to get better. So fast forward a little bit. That was in December when he was diagnosed. So, like, maybe in February, his wife was sitting down doing a couple bills, you know, keeping books, making sure that they are able to pay for their medical bills and things and still be able to take care of their house. And his wife actually realized that she had a term with living benefit policy. So she calls up the agent and lets the agent know, you know, that they are going through hard times with finances. So the agent also reminded her about the policy, and when she reminded the agent about the policy, they decided to go ahead and put in a claim to get a portion of his life insurance policy. He had over $500,000 in coverage, so he was able to receive a portion of that to take care of whatever medical bills that he needed. And in that was like in February. So in April, of that year, he received a check for over $250,000, which he was able to pay for his house, the medical bills. They were able to fund the things that he needed to take care of. So now he's actually well. He's been healed, of course. We've prayed Amen. For healing, so he's been healed.
Praise God.
But he doesn't have the stress of medical bills, so he doesn't have to go through the issue of filing bankruptcy. And then he still has a portion of his life insurance. I'm not sure exactly, but he still has his life death benefit amount, and he's only paying like $20 a month now.
Wow.
For his life insurance. So he was able to receive funds to pay for things, but still have life insurance to bury him and take care of his family if he passed away in the next couple of years or so.
Right. What you know?
So
what's in one of the
me,
things that was?
Oh,
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just thinking about life insurance. One of the things that most people don't think about is because they're thinking about the cost. They're thinking about, okay, I'm healthy now, but they don't plan for the what if. No, you're not planning for death, but you need to plan for the what ifs because you never know what could happen.
That's where I was about to go. So many people are concerned, the ones who have insurance are only concerned with if something happens to me. And that phraseology of something happening to me is usually if I die or when I die.
Mm-hmm.
It's never if I get sick, how am I going to be able to continue on? And so can you just tell us from a cost perspective, because, you know, it's easy for folks to find reasons why not to do something. So maybe there's a good reason we could tell them to do something by talking about some of the costs. Because earlier you said that this is a feature of the term or feature of a life, of a whole life policy. So let's
mm-hmm.
say, not to put you all on the spot, but let's say I have a $100,000 life insurance policy and I want to get this feature of living benefits. For a $100,000 policy, if I'm paying, say, let's just make easy math. If I'm paying $40 a month for life insurance, how much additional would I be paying for this living benefits feature in a policy like that?
Well, the living benefits is not an additional cost. It's just so when I say it's a feature, it doesn't cost to actually add that onto your policy or to have that policy. Like the term policy is a term with living benefits, so that's that type of term policy. And then for the permanent life insurance is a feature that is added to a type of product, but there's no additional cost either. It's just basically the industry has updated and has grown, and most people haven't grown with the industry, and most companies haven't grown with the industry, so it's not an additional cost. And I mean, I would love to be able to give you a general amount that people can pay, but
mm-hmm.
our company, you know, we try to customize it for that client. I can't give a general because, of course, you know, it depends on their age and health,
right.
those type of things. But I can say generally for a term policy, it's a lower cost. Of course,
okay.
for a permanent policy, it's a little bit more expensive or
mm-hmm.
not expensive. It's more – it just is generally a higher cost. It's
right.
generally a higher cost. However, the benefits are – tremendous when you're looking at the overall picture because it lasts for your lifetime with a permanent policy, and so you're covered for those what ifs.
So let me ask this. How can I find out, or how can people find out who already, those of us who are already in at 43% who have life insurance, how can we find out if there is a living benefit with our policy?
Well,
with whatever we have right now.
Well, of course, we offer a free look over your policy through my office here in Columbus. So anytime anyone wants to sit down with us, they can give me a call and I'll have an agent sit down with them and we'll look over the policy that they have and see if that policy actually offers the living benefit, because it should be in your paperwork. But most people, as you know, when they get their policy, they store it and they don't go back and actually look at it for a couple years until they maybe want to just change some things. But yeah, our company, we offer a free look.
Okay.
To look, especially to look over your policy.
So y'all hear that? It's a free look. So you don't have to worry about paying the $50 to look over it. And you shouldn't be doing that for nobody else either. So somebody's going to look over it for free. So go ahead, Mama.
I would like to ask, do you have offices in North Carolina?
Yes, ma'am, we do.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I can definitely get you in touch with someone.
Okay.
See, there's no excuse. That's the good thing. There's really no excuse. I guarantee you, when I get back to town, I'm going to set something up with you to have you look over our stuff, because we need to know this. I pray that I never have a heart attack or stroke or cancer, that my family doesn't have to go through it. But as we talk so much about being prepared, and then you hear that it's a benefit that's no extra charge, you have to be, you have to be, I'm trying not to be not so nice, but it would not be wise. There we go. I had to find some biblical.
That's a good word.
It would not be wise to not look into this to find out if you actually have it. Now, here's the question that I have. Let's say Dunlap comes and I sit with you next week and we find out, Ms. Dunlap, your policy doesn't have this. The company that you're with, they have not caught up to where this is something that's inside of your policy. So what do I do from there?
Well, we will definitely sit down and do an analysis to make sure that all of your affairs are in order. And then if you decide to actually get that feature or to look into a policy, we can do quick quotes for you. But yeah, we will definitely sit down and have to gather information to make sure that it's something that you want to do.
Okay. I just want to put this out here. You know, this has been on my mind. It has been on my mind for a long, long time. Especially, you know, when my husband took sick. And when I did check it, you know, I really didn't have too much of understanding, but the prices that I was quoted for the long-term care insurance itself is so expensive. And I'm just so thankful, because this has been on my mind, you know. And so I am very interested, you know, also, you know, for you to have a look at my policy.
Okay.
And do the analysis. I am just so thankful.
Now let me tell y'all, I want everybody to understand, again, who we have with us today. Because it was a couple of weeks ago that somebody sent me a message that said, is $36.85 too much for burial insurance with a $50,000 payoff? It wasn't a burial insurance. It was really just insurance, and they were looking at having that amount of money to, you know, for burial purposes and a little left over. We know that's what it really was. And then $100,000 accidental death insurance, 39-year-old female, right? No real health issues or anything. And I sent this over to Z, and Z came back with $150,000 for $36.12. Now, again, I say again, $36.85 for $50,000, and Z comes back with $150,000 for $36. So
And
when
that particular one
that
had the living benefits on it as well.
Oh, my goodness. Matter of fact, that's right. That's right. So,
wow.
I'm trying to be nice tonight. I can't be nice. I can't. We have so many things that's going on right now. So many policies that's being drafted and trying to come through through our governmental systems, whatever level we want to talk about. People are getting sick. People are dying. People are being shot. And you got to be selfish if you just choose not to look into these things. Because the truth of the matter is this. If Mr. Such and Such has a stroke, Mr. Such and Such is not the one that has to take care of them. Mr. Such and Such is not the one that has to continue to pay the bills. They're not able to do so. So there's other people that are affected by any health condition that goes on with an individual. And so I just want folk to realize and understand that this thing is not about you. This is about other folks. And I say this to all of my religious clergy, my colleagues in the ministry, pastors, preachers, teachers, whatever you want to call yourself or whatever you are. You have to make sure that these are the type of things that you're allowing the people that God has called you to serve or that you have gathered to serve, because at the end of the day, I don't know too many pastors that can take care of a family.
Amen.
In one of these situations.
Amen.
I don't know a lot of them that can take care of a funeral bill. I know, matter of fact, I know more that will say that ain't my responsibility. So the truth of the matter is we got to be working together as a collective body, as a community, to be able to try to address these type of things so that people can get, you know, I say it's a crying shame. It's a crying shame when you let a, oh my goodness, I said I was going to try to be nice, mama. It's a crying shame when you let a politician come in to speak to a congregation, but you won't let somebody like Ms. Shepherd come in. That's a crying shame. Mm-hmm. Regardless of whether the people take whether they come up to you afterwards or not, whether they sit down with you, Z, that's not the not the issue. The issue is the access to the people, right? It's a crying shame.
Exactly.
I'm off of that. Y'all know where I'm at. Y'all have heard me more times than enough. And we are approaching something. We are approaching Thanksgiving. We're approaching the holidays. And if we don't put certain things in place, let me tell you what's not going to happen. God is not going to stop calling people home just because it's Thanksgiving, just because it's Christmas. That's not how God operates. God does what he wants to do. Matter of fact, last year we was faced with a situation where somebody died 3 days before Christmas.
Oh, wow.
And we had and it was not a good situation, and it ain't a good situation right now for the ones that this individual left behind, all because they didn't have their affairs in order. So when God calls us to be talk about what we're talking about, to have these dialogues, to open them up, you know, it's a crying shame, but God is not going to force it on anybody. He's not going to force you to go ahead and set up an appointment with Z. He's not going to force you to do that. Just like he's not going to force you to check how much that iPhone costs, the new one, you know, the 10 or the 8A, you know, I mess around. If I could still have a flip phone, I would, you know. These are the type of conversations that we need to start having around the dinner table. And if you don't sit around the dinner table and you sit in front of the TV and watch TV, have it on your couch while you're sitting around eating anyway. We have to have these conversations. And I say and we've been talking just from a general perspective tonight, but I'll say from a Christian perspective, the same way that it's important for you to ask somebody where they stand with their salvation, I believe that what we're talking about tonight is just as important. Where are you at with your earthly affairs in order? If not either or, it's both and. Go ahead, Mama.
Yeah, I would just like to share this with the with our family. I didn't really share my feelings with my son, but my son came up to visit me, And making a long story short, he told me, he says, Mama, he says, you know, Wayne has Alzheimer's. And, of course, it's just, you know, I just didn't really know how to handle that. But when the doctor had said that, you know, he may be end up going into a nursing home, and I started investigating, those figures that you were saying are so correct. And
yes,
I was in such, I wanted to tell my son, but I felt so bad because I said, my gosh, what am I going to tell Nate? You know, and so we put ourselves, like he says, it's so selfish because when we don't take care of these things, you know, we put our families in jeopardy. And then I always think of, yes, my son has a family, he has a wife. At this time, he had two children in college, you know. And here I am here, like, what am I going to do? And it just puts you in a whole state of mind, and you feel so hopeless. You feel so helpless. And ever since he's been diagnosed, this has just been on me. And so I tell you, I'm about in tears here because God has answered my prayer that I don't have to put this burden on my son.
Oh. Yes, ma'am. That's awesome.
We just thank God for the revelation. That's it. We thank God for the revelation. We pray that spirit of revelation that just hit you, Mama.
Yes.
That it hits so many other people. I mean, that's one of our prayers, that the revelation of God will hit so many other people sooner rather than later. So the tears should be tears of happiness because
yes.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like that,
yes.
that young man. I know it's not a good comparison, so I'm not. So I'm just saying that up front. But just like that young man in Luke 15, verse 17a, I believe, says, and when he came to his senses. And so that was the light bulb going off. And for different people, it goes off at different times. So now that you get the revelation, just like that man and the young boy in Luke 15, he had to make some moves after that.
Yes.
He had to go do some things after that. Matter of fact, nothing was the same where he was. He had to go back somewhere else, which was back at home.
Yes.
And so he had to push aside pride. He had to push aside the shame, all those other things that happened, they happened. And there was nothing he could do about those other things. But now it's about going forward. And so, Ms. Z, we need to push this. Let's push this. Let's
yes.
make a very gallant effort to really get this word out, especially before Thanksgiving. So we're going to have a couple more shows. I also invite you to Your Health is Your Wealth with Kimberly Salas. Her show is the first and third Friday of the month at 2 p.m. Matter of fact, she has a show next week in she has a pastor out of New Jersey, if I'm not mistaken, that's going to be with her. But there's always room, and that's the beauty of it. There's always room for other portions that connect with whatever we're talking about here on the PRF table. So I'm coming to see you. I'm going to let you look at my stuff.
awesome.
You're going to let you look at our wife's stuff. And because if we're not going to be the testimonies, then we can't expect other folks to do. And so I say it openly, and everybody has the right, if you will, to be able to email me, to post on Facebook, on the PRF Institute Facebook page, say, hey, Dr. Dunlap, did you sit down with your guest that you had on the show on October 26th? Yeah, give me a couple of days. I'm just getting back in town, so, you know, give me the next week. But I should be able to show some progress. And then as I do it, then I can say something to you, those of you who are listening. So I can say, yeah, I sat down with Z on such and such on November 3rd. Now, when you going to sit down with Z? And as much as you just came to me, I'm going to keep coming to you every couple of days until she tells me that you got an appointment with her. You know, that's how we help people, each other, to be accountable to one another. A lot of people don't want accountability. A lot of people want to sit in the shadows and don't want folks to know that they do have insurance, and a lot of people don't want folks to know that they do not have insurance. But I'm telling you, that is just a trick of the enemy to have people to have that hidden so that it becomes a shock when situations come up. That's why I asked you about some of those shock factors. The cost of living of long-term care is higher. Assisted living, $2,800 a month. Nursing home, about $6,000 a month. That's, oh my gosh, $6,000 a month? That makes me want to get in the nursing home business. With numbers like that, maybe we'll say, you know what, I would change my profession. You know, maybe we could, maybe PRF can be a non-profit nursing home or something. Good gracious, that's a lot of money. But we just don't want folks to suffer. So with that, Z, we want to give you the final word for tonight and share anything else that's on your heart before we go ahead and shut it down for this evening.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. But I just want people to understand the industry has changed. Companies are realizing that life insurance can help you in so many different ways. And life insurance can help your family, because most people don't think about who's depending on my income. Life insurance doesn't necessarily protect your life. It's just like insurance on your car. You don't get insurance on your car thinking I would never have a car wreck. You get insurance thinking, what if I have a car wreck? Now what happens to my money? You want to protect your money. So life insurance is the same thing. And it helps out with every aspect. It's not only about people that's dependent on you, because yes, you may or may not have children, but what if you have a charity? What if you have a church that you can leave a legacy to? What if you have just different charitable organizations that you can leave a legacy to? Life insurance is one of the quickest ways to pass that legacy down and to keep the money available for the people that need it the most. So the living benefits is just another piece of the puzzle to help you create your financial picture in the long term of what it is that you truly want to accomplish for your family or those that you love and care about. Because most people don't really think about it, so the question comes in the later years when you're no longer around, did you even really care?
Ooh.
And no, you don't want anyone to think about, oh, well, my grandparent never cared about me because they never made sure their financial things were in order, because now it leaves a lingering factor on your kids, your grandkids, because if the education isn't shared or the information isn't shared, it stops with you.
Wow. You know what? And you said, do you even care? I think that's a good place to leave it, Mama. Do you even care? Do you care enough about your family members, your friends, your church, that church that you can't be away from for one Sunday, regardless of whatever is going on? You got to be in your church. You got to be there 2 and 3 times a week. You love your pastor. You love all the work that's being done. You say you love your children and your grandchildren. If you say that, then that means you have to put the actions forth to make sure that what you say matches up with your actions. So, Z, Ms. Shepherd, we thank you so much for accepting the invitation to be with us today. You have enlightened us. I got a lot of notes. I'm going to try to put something on our Facebook page. We tell everybody, just continue to ride with us. God is taking to a place that is really going to be so beneficial, not just for us, but for you, those of you who are taking to heart the lessons that are being brought forth here on the PRF table. So, again, we look forward to having you back on the show at another date, definitely before the end of the year, and you can expect to see me. And we're going to get those who are on our team that are in the Columbus, Georgia area also to make sure I'm going to do this, to make sure that they spend some time or sit down with you. If we can do it as a group, we can try to do that as well. But we need to identify that we do have these living benefits, because it is too important for us not to do. So, again, with that, thank you all for being with us here on the PRF table, all of the listeners, and we will see you next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the PRF table. God bless you. We love you. Have a great evening.
Dr. Dunlap?
Go ahead. Yes, ma'am.
Can I do one more thing? This is especially for Mama, so she can definitely call me.
Okay.
Let me give my number to you so you can call me, and I can put you in connection definitely with someone in North Carolina, and those for the other people that are out there.
Yes, my apologies.
My direct,
please do that.
No problem. My direct line is 706-218-7959. And for those of you in the Columbus area, my office, or our office, the World Financial Group office, is at the Cunningham Center, located on the CSU's campus. That is the big glass building across the street from the mall. That's the easiest way to remember it. Always remember
it. Oh, yeah,
it.
That's it.
The big glass building, that's where we are located. But definitely, if you have any more questions, feel free to give me a call anytime. If I don't have the answer, I'll get that. Or if I don't answer, I'm sorry, I'll get back with you immediately. But definitely, Miss Mama, please give me a call so that way we can connect you and make sure we get that taken care of for you and your family as well.
Amen, amen. Sounds good. Well, again, thank you all. We wish you a wonderful evening. And just continue to connect with us. PRFministry.org is our website. And we will make sure, Ms. Z, that we get your contact information put up on our Facebook page as well. So, again, thank you for being with us. And all of you have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Thank you.